KX93.5 is in a backstage trailer now at Coachella with Strangers You Know, who is
backstage.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're very excited. Strangers You Know about to go on stage in just a little bit here. Grady and Adam, hi guys, how are you?
Adam, how are we?
We're doing great, Grady. How are you?
I know you've done a lot of press, right? And you're getting ready for your second weekend of Coachella. So after the first one, any surprises, any expectations that you have for this weekend?
I mean, we're on less than an hour. The first weekend was that kind of moment where everything was happening. It was our first time playing a big festival and going out there and getting on stage and looking over the sea of people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were stoked. But this time, I think it's a lot more relaxed. It's just another show where we know what's going to happen. We have some surprises up there, and we're going to have a great time.
Right. Well, and one of those maybe surprises that people saw last weekend was actually the UCLA Philharmonic, right, on stage with you, orchestral backing you. Was that a decision you guys made?
Oh, yeah. We're actually good friends with, I think, the first-chair violinist, Camille Miller, from the UCLA Philharmonic. And I scored out parts, and she played on, I think, almost every record we put out so far. So she'll be back up there with some of her friends, but it's amazing to have such talented musicians come and play with us and kind of bring the music to life from kind of the computer that it's all stored in.
Right. So you guys playing Coachella, you're one of the what we might call tiny font bands at Coachella this year, but you've created quite a buzz for yourself, and you've got a lot of festivals booked after this.
Yeah.
So did it...
We also carry a magnifying glass with us at all times to inflate the ego.
Right. Did it do for you what you thought it would, Coachella?
Yeah, it's been weird, honestly. Yeah. Having people that you don't know give a shit about you is like a pretty flattering feeling, and not one that I hope I get numb to. It's weird, like, as you know, we've been a part of this kind of life, getting numb to things that used to, like, blow my mind. Like, oh my god, I'm at a show. You know, and then you go to so many shows that it's like, being at a show isn't enough. And you're like, oh my god, I'm backstage at a show. And then, you know, being backstage at a show isn't anything anymore. And you're like, oh my god, like, I'm the one performing. And all of it just seems so natural now. And such a normal part of our life. I think, like, if I stepped back for a second and actually got to acknowledge the fact that we get to do this, it would probably blow my mind a little bit more. But it's all been such a whirlwind recently that we haven't really even had time to, you know, get our bearings on and really come to terms with the fact that we're doing this. And
yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, your roots are actually at this festival, which I think is so... freaking cool. You met backstage at this festival, and now you're playing this festival.
What a
so
beer.
I'd love a beer. Thank you very much. How did that happen? Explain.
See, it's a funny story. I mean,
I know you've
we're going to get so many times because we're here, but I mean, it's a great story, so why not? Four Coachellas ago, which was like 3 years ago, on Friday, which was funny because this past Friday, I got the little Facebook like moments thing where it shows you your past. It showed a picture of us meeting. But I am... The very cliff-noted short version is I was backstage with a group of friends. Grady was trying to get in all day from the artist slot that he kind of snuck into but couldn't get in. And finally, Lord Huron walked out. They finished their show. They were going on tour. They weren't staying for the weekend. And they gave him their artist pass. So he was able to walk right in, and within 5 minutes of walking onto the grounds, he walked two or some into the club. We were going over to see them, and he saw some girls and went up to talk to them, and I was the one dude there.
Wow.
And we started talking, and 3 years later, we're playing here, so...
Yeah.
Things happen for a reason, as cliche as it sounds.
You're going to have to get that story down, right? You're going to be asked it every single interview you do from the end of time, probably.
Oh, especially here.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Strangers You Know on stage here in just a little bit. And then finally, you guys have the new new album out with a couple songs that we've been playing. We've played Middle. You guys are thinking about the next single.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for playing it, by the way. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it warms our heart.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad it does. But talk about the next steps. You're going to all these festivals. Are you going to keep writing, keep recording? What's happening now?
We're going to keep writing and recording.
No matter what.
And I still write while we're on the road. It's difficult to actually put anything together while we're on the road. I think right now our primary focus is kind of letting what's happening run its course and, you know, roll with that for now. I wish that we had time to kind of, you know, do the new music that we've been working on, but it's, you know, you got to take things 8 steps at a time, and I think we're doing a good job helping each other up those steps. I also just want to point out, I know that you've told everyone, hi, it's Strangers You Know, but you haven't really explained our situation. We're in a trailer right now, and there's a VHS player. I don't know why the f***. In 2016, there's a VHS player in the wall. I mean, they're so up to date. They have a plasma TV. They have an auxiliary port for music.
It's an XM radio. Yeah.
And then they have a fucking VCR. It's unbelievable.
There's like, also a microphone.
What are we gonna do? Watch The Land Before Time?
Like on this like
on this like 8-inch screen? It's unbelievable. Fuck this place. I'm out, guys. All
right, with that, I think it's time you go play your show. No, you're never invited back now.
Yeah, you do have to go.
Go play. You should probably go play. Strangers You Know, Grady and Adam. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah. We'll see you out there.